Without further ado, let's have our guest on here. Crystal Bates, are you there?
Hey, fellas.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. You see how I whip out the sexy voice immediately? Hello.
That's the sexy voice?
Well, yeah, that's also my get in the van voice, but yeah. I'm gonna let it.
Now, does it matter if they go in forcefully or willingly as long as they get in, or like what's the deal with them?
I don't really make the rules. I just try to play it by ear. I do a lot of improv. You should know.
Either way, you're getting laid. You know,
yes.
it's their call how it's going to come out, right?
Oh, it's happening.
Oh my God, we've done a few shows like this, Crystal. I've never heard Pavel ever talk like this. That was Pavel.
Oh my God, there's nothing wrong with it though.
Do you normally bring this type of behavior out in guys?
Yeah. I do. I love it, though. I love it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
And the other co-host is a guy you've met on set of Tortured by Regret, my cinematographer / producer / creative partner / pain in the ass / the guy that's holding me down. That's Laisa.
Hi, Flash. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Great. How you been?
Good.
You ready for Christmas?
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, you got about a week to get ready.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Christmas, Crystal?
I'm working.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm sorry?
Are you mean like a gig or just like work?
No, like work.
Oh, okay. I thought you had like a Christmas gig or something like that.
I mean, I'm supposed to be hosting a party in Connecticut somewhere in Hamden. That's Friday the 23rd, though. But other than that, Christmas Day, I'm working my work.
Hey, Crystal, you have a website?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that. Do you have a website you want to plug where guys can actually see what you look like aside from hearing your lovely voice?
Yes, crystalbates.com.
Right.
I have videos and pictures. It's about to get updated soon. Actually, I'm about to change the whole site around. It's time for, you know, new layouts and stuff.
Pull that up right now.
Well, this website is for real.
Oh, you guys are on it already?
Yeah.
These guys don't waste any time.
For real.
You know what?
But you'll have more fun on my YouTube, though.
You do some mighty fine work here, Crystal.
I'm sorry, but, you know, work can be fun. Crystal Bates involved, you know.
I need to get some work with you then.
I tell you, you'd want to work every day.
I tell you what, you know, I may be putting you to work too, you know.
Oh, I love work. It's not a problem.
Uh-huh. Putting in work too, so.
That's right. That's right.
Well, this website is no joke. Wow. Who takes the pictures?
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay, my calendar.
Who does the pictures on this website?
At the moment, I really only had one guy do my pictures.
Oh, lucky motherfucker.
Yeah. Yes, I'm pretty selective. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't really go shooting with everybody and anybody because everybody don't do good work, you know.
So where do you normally look to when you do seek out, like, photographers? Like, when you are getting gigs for modeling, like, where do you go?
I mean, I pretty much keep a circle. Like, I use the same people over and over because I trust their work.
Mm-hmm.
If there's somebody who wants to shoot with me that I don't know, I need to see their portfolio first to see, you know, what they've done with other models before I decide to work with them.
How would you describe the type of modeling you do?
Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
stole the words right out of my mouth.
Here.
In this new age where, like, you have a lot of these video models who get, like, these butt implants, how do you do that with your, like, how do you keep it like that? That's pretty amazing to me.
Well, it's natural for me. That's all I could say. It's official tissue. You know?
I mean,
so.
Is there some exercises? Like, how do you get it to be like that? Like,
no, I'm just a little blessed with that at the moment. You know, I'll start exercising, you know. But right now, that's just what it is, you know. That's just what it is at the moment.
But you have the look right now. You're light-skinned, the red bone type. You got the nice long hair, nice pretty hair. And you got the big booty, and you got the natural booty now. So it's like you got it popping in all directions.
Yeah, I'm blessed. What can I say?
This website is complete. Yeah, I'm
blessed.
This website, man. People need to join this website fast. This thing is the real deal.
Yes, definitely.
A lot of good content on here.
And more coming. You'll love the videos. The videos are great.
And it's like some Twitter stuff, too. It seems like people are Twittering and everything around here.
Yeah.
With a lot of people.
So, like, how long have you been modeling for? Like, what and like, what got you started when you did start?
Well, it was just a lot of people. I was never into modeling. I'm actually a tomboy, to be honest. And
that's what they all say.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? That you occasionally glance at the video games aisle? Or
occasionally? What? I will put it on you in a video game. Stop playing. It means I'm a G.I. Joe player, not a Barbie player, you know, like, but a lot of people, a lot of men and women that I don't even know would always ask me if I model and tell me I should model, so I figured since it came from so many people, I might as well give it a try, and that was 3 years ago. I started off at showcases because I figured rappers need models. So I went to a few showcases, and I happened to meet one guy who knew DJ K-Slay. And K-Slay had actually just came out with his Straight Stuntin' magazine. He was up to his second issue. He put me in the magazine, and then ever since then, everything just went up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for some girls, it's like, if you got it, it's just much easier to get ahead in the game because everybody's going to wanting on the action and, you know, stuff like that. But if you don't got it as much, it'll be a little harder and you got to do a lot more work.
Mm. So, like, when we met, you were about 2 years into it.
Yeah, exactly.
What made you decide to be acting? Because we contacted you? Was it something you were interested in doing? Like, what made you decide to say, hey, I want to give you a shot?
Well, it sounded like, I don't know, I just wanted to try it, see what it was like, you know, see what it feels like, and if I could actually do it, you know, because I've never done any acting before. So, you know, I just wanted to see if I could do it.
It was an interesting experience working with you, because normally, like, if, you know, guys like me or a guy like any of us were to see you in a club, we would be like, how you doing, you know, it's like... We'd be like really nervous, but it's weird because like you seem nervous. So it was kind of like a reversal of roles, in that like you were so nervous on set, and like you know we were the kind of like the confident ones. Like, was it because it's something new to you? Was it that you just wanted to do really such a good job? Like, why? What was up with the nerves when you first started?
Well, for starters, I have this problem with laughing, and I just can't stop, especially when I'm nervous. So it's like, oh, my gosh, stop laughing, stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing, and I knew I wouldn't be able to stop laughing. And then I couldn't remember the words, the lines. So I was like, what's my lines again?
Yeah, there's actually some pretty funny outtakes we have of Crystal. If you go to our website and just hit the Torture by Regret link, you'll see like a playlist of some videos we have for the movie. It's going to come out 2012, but we have some behind the scenes footage and some outtakes. I hope you don't mind us putting up some outtakes of you.
Not at all. I love it, actually.
Did you see the clip where it was like we're asking, I think, where the friend, our childhood friend, was buried in the scene, and you were like, oh, in the McDonald's.
I don't think
you're supposed to say around the corner from the McDonald's or something like that. Do you remember that?
I do remember saying that.
What was it that threw you off? Was it the fact that I added a little bit more dialogue to the scene, or was it just like the nerves of like, okay, my God, this is like for real. This is.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was just like, it was just so new to me. So it just was a little difficult, and like to act and remember lines at the same time to seem to be like a lot. Like, yeah, you can walk and have a conversation, and you do it every day, so it's easy. But it's like, okay, you have to say these lines, and you have to portray to be this character. So it's like actually a lot at one time. So it was funny.
Yeah, when I did my first movie, I wasn't any better. So, and I was actually
you're still not any better, man. Don't.
It begins.
Okay, I'm in for it for the next 43 minutes of like razzing now.
I do want to say that you guys made it really comfortable to work with. Like, you guys were really cool.
No, man, you can have the interview. Just don't forget I'm on the phone. I'm gonna keep that ego in check, man.
I'm trying to be all smooth with the lovely Crystal Bates, and this guy's taking shots at me. I mean, what's up with that?
That's what I'm here for.
Ah, gotta love it. But yeah, it was definitely an awesome time working with you, and I think you did a great job, you know, once you got past the nerves, you know, maybe it took us a few extra takes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was to be expected. I mean, it's not going to be a great time out like the first time you're doing it, but as I think we did more takes, you got more and more comfortable, and you definitely got the hang of it, and I think you did a great job with it. So, I think it's something your fans will definitely love, especially what happens after your character seduces me. So.
I know. Oh, they're going to love it.
This is kind of like the male fantasy type thing, where it's like I play this nerdy character with glasses who somehow gets seduced by like this awesome, like, dime piece, you know? Like,
oh,
guys are going to be like, what?
So it's the story of my life, basically. Because I'm looking at you, I'm like,
you get seduced
well,
by beautiful women all the time?
Like, I'd be like, you want to play World of Warcraft? Oh, my God. Dude, you are so amazingly hot. I can't stop looking through these pictures on your website.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Wait till the calendar comes out.
Yeah, look at this on the Full Circle website. You got it's her. Oh, man. And then, like, Sean is, like, up there kissing her and stuff. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I know.
You know, I had to put myself on there. You know, you got to.
That's the thing about this. You always got to do that, man.
You know why I did that?
Can we just have her and, like, Edit your ass out there, man. I don't know. Like, just crop you out somehow.
You know why I did that? Because that picture and that page is going to get the most hits on anything on our website because Crystal is in it. So I have to make sure I inserted myself in there.
Shameless promotion.
I am shameless. That's why I'm an exploitation filmmaker, okay?
You got to do what you got to do.
I'm a publicity whore. I'm all that stuff. But yeah, so have you done any other acting since you did that movie with us?
No, I haven't.
Why not? Like, is it for any particular reason, or you just haven't found time for it, or?
Yeah, I haven't had the time. I actually was asked. Somebody did ask me to play a role. And I definitely wanted to do it, but then when I was ready, they weren't ready. And then when they were ready, I was booked, and I really couldn't find the time anymore for it. So I wind up having to cancel.
A lot of people, like, don't realize, but yeah, I've worked with a lot of models before because, you know, the type of films that Aswad and I do are, you know, they're, like, more erotic-type films, and we're looking for, like, beautiful girls.
Yeah.
So that's why I took a... Well, your particular part, I mean, we were casting for months for that part. And before we were like, okay, this is it. We got to shoot this scene with this girl. You're like the first. It was like a snowstorm the next morning. And we were like, no.
A snowstorm.
We got to shoot with this girl now, you know?
Yes. Yeah, it was out there in the snow and everything.
I think like that we shot the night into the morning, and like overnight, like it was snowing. And when people see the scene, they'll see like snow starting to come. But by the time that morning came and we were done shooting all of your scenes, I mean,
it
took
like
10
inches
hours.
Of snow outside.
I know, it took us hours before a cab came, and like the cab took like, you know, like a half hour to make like a 5-minute, you know, ride because it was so snow out there.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything that was going to stop me from shooting with you, Crystal. I don't care what it was.
Yeah. Even when I left my outfits at the house.
Yes, you did leave your outfit at my house, but we were shooting at someone else's house for our own.
Yes.
But, you know, no delays. I don't care what you're wearing.
That guy's leaning on six, man. Listen to him. Oh, no.
Yes.
So take a deep breath, man, please.
Just calm the fuck down, right? Like, bouncing off the walls here. I'm excited to talk to Crystal Bates. What am I going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not every day you get to talk to girls like this, you know?
I mean, based on the way this show has been going, I mean, it's like some people don't seem to be talking to girls at all.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, this show is not to sell movies or to entertain you. It's to get Sean Weathers dates. That's what it's for. So, Crystal, will you go out with me? I'm kidding him.
You're just hilarious.
But let's get down to that. Let's get down to that aspect of it. I'm sure, like, everybody you meet, like, wants to have sex with. But how do you, like, avoid that? How do you, like, try to keep things professional where, like, guys are, like, and how do you differentiate with, like, someone who offers you something? How do you tell if, like, they're legit or they just want to, like, wine and dine you and take you out and whatever? Like, how do you, like, you know, cipher through people like that and look through the bullshit to find, like, real gigs? And how much of that is there out there anyway?
Well, first of all, men talk too much. So they can't, some men will try to approach me like it's business. And then, okay, we'll talk business. But then they'll start trying to find out personal things. And it's like, you don't really need to know that. You know, so once they really start going there, it's like, you know, that's not something we really need to talk about. It's irrelevant. A lot of times, I really don't even give up my number, even when I'm networking, I still don't give out my number. And it's like, you know, I'll give them my card. My email is on my card. So discuss business. And when you give, if you're hiring me for something, when I get a deposit, then you get my number. And then we can, you know, discuss the rest of the details. That way I know you're serious. I mean, if it's going to cost you, if you want to pay $150 for my number, then it is what it is. But... I'm not giving
you the price.
Huh?
Fellas, you heard the price. $150 for a number. She is worth every penny. Every penny.
Well, I'm just going to go find a cash machine. Hold on. I'll be back.
No, one thing is just a deposit.
I have a question. On like a typical day of your life, just on a typical day, if you had to just throw out a number, on a typical day, how many guys try to talk to you just on a typical day?
Wow, you got to think about that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
because I got to think about that. Like,
you need to use, like, I'm a math guy. If you need to use like scientific notation, you can go there.
You can use, like, quadratic equation in her head. Like,
okay, I'm just gonna throw in maybe about 15-20.
15 or 20.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be honest. If I'm walking somewhere, I have to be lucky if I get to walk even half a block by myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I haven't, in my whole life, I haven't been approached by 15 women. like in one day, 15 guys trying to talk to you for a day. That's
crazy, dude.
My
It gets a little bad, but a lot of people ask me, like, you know, do I hate it? Does it bother me? But for me, it's just, that's my life, you know? I'm so used to it. That's, I feel like it's been like that for so long. I'm just used to it. You know, it doesn't annoy me. It doesn't bother me. It is what it is. I guess I would feel bad if nobody was trying to talk to me, so.
Wow.
15 a day. So I'm always curious because, like, I live in Bed-Stuy, and mm-hmm. I'm sure, like, coming to Bed-Stuy to do the rehearsals and stuff, I'm sure, like, a million guys were talking to you because I've seen guys holler at actresses after they leave, you know, my place from doing rehearsals, mm-hmm. and they'll holler at them before they even get to the bottom of my steps. And they'll be waiting for them, opening the gate for them, like, waiting to, like, walk with them. And just, like, I hear nightmare stories about, like, you know, 30 guys trying to talk to girls, like, on the way there. So, like, when you're, like, in certain neighborhoods, like the hood or, like, deep in the inner city, and these guys are, like, hollering, have you ever, like, have you ever taken a number of any of these guys? Like, I'm always curious to know if, like, these guys ever get laid, or is it, like, do any of them ever break through? Like, what are the type of guys, like, you actually respond to? And, like, in regards to, like, getting hollered at the inner city, do you think it's more other than, like, places in Manhattan, or is it just the same everywhere if you're a cute girl?
Well, for me, it's the same anywhere. I really don't give out my number. And if I do, Drew must have some serious, serious swag about him, you know? And I don't mean the person that tries to pull up in his Mercedes and he has on all these fake chains and stuff like that. Like, that doesn't appeal to me. When I mean swag, I mean his smile, a glistening in his eyes, the way he talks, the confidence in his walk, like, stuff like that would determine if I want to give this guy my number or not. You know,
I actually have a serious follow-up for you, and this has nothing to do with me at all.
Okay.
But if there was someone else.
It always has to do with him.
No, this has nothing to do with
him. I mean, secretly, it's about him, so. You know, I'm sorry.
Crystal, don't listen to them. This is me and you, but it has nothing to do with me. Okay?
Okay.
If there was some guy out there, let's call him Theon, okay, or whatever.
Okay.
And
Siobhan Leather.
Exactly. Let's say Siobhan Weathers wanted to know if you are currently with someone. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
Whoa, that was hesitation right there. Hesitation.
Yes. I mean,
now, let me just say, technically, I'm single, but I am, you know, I'm pursuing somebody, you know.
Oh, you're pursuing someone.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, I am. But I am single.
This kind of sounds serious.
This is a good time to reveal to you guys the nature of me and Crystal's relationship. I met Crystal at a McDonald's a few weeks back. She was impressed by my knowledge of comic books.
Why? Oh, so you're actually pursuing this guy, you're saying that?
Yes.
Wow.
What did he do to get pursued?
I just know what I want.
Wow. Okay.
But let's say, like, some guys out there, you know, wanted to know what they could do to be in a position to get pursued by a girl like a Crystal Bates. Like, what did this guy do? Put himself in that position.
Well, for starters, he's not thirsty. That's like the biggest turnoff ever. So, you know, he has his space. He gives me my space. I don't know. I've been dating the guy for 3 years, off and on, whatever the case is. So we've actually been friends, I want to say, you know, and I'd prefer to be friends with somebody, know them before being in a relationship with them. So 3 years is a pretty long time to know somebody, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Feelings changed, and I just decided that, you know, I want more out of him.
Okay.
Would you say we've been friends for about a year and a half now?
Jeez, dude.
I knew it was about him at some point.
What else passes for subtlety if it's John Weather?
Yeah, the conversation runs its course. It always circles right back to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine. Fine, Sean.
So, Crystal, is there anything else you'd like to plug while you're still on the air with us? Aside from your website, crystalbates.com.
Yeah, make sure you guys get my calendar.
And yeah, that's coming out in time for January, or?
Yes, actually, I should be getting my loading, my delivery in tonight. I have a link that actually I don't have access to at the moment, but you'll be able to order it off crystalbates.com in a minute because I'm going to have it put up there.
Cool.
You want to order it. I'm going to put it in a few stores, too. Black Star Video and Harlem and Queens. I'm going to put it in the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure where in Brooklyn just yet. I'll find out this weekend. But it's going to be
there's a particular address in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. You could post it if you want. I can give you the address.
Yes, I'm pretty sure, Sean.
I'd like to ask Crystal a serious question. If I may, I hope I'm not out of line here. I'm just going to ask, if you're being intimate with a guy, I don't know, what, are you like a romantic kind of, you like the romance or do you just like it like straight up, whatever, no bullshit?
It depends on the mood I'm in.
You're one of those weird black girls that have like the real long hair, right? Or is it?
Yeah, it's long, but it's not real long.
Oh, okay.
Like my natural hair, it's long, but it's not real long.
So you're okay with your hair getting pulled and stuff like that? Because that's a big thing that like black guys can't do in bed. Pull on those girls' hair.
No, I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's something I'd request.
I'm sorry, did you just request something of me, Crystal? I'm not sure if I caught that correct. Did you just ask me to do something?
Oh, man.
But thank you for being such a great speaker. It's awesome talking to you. And
likewise.
And it was a pleasure working with you. And definitely, we're going to have you on again before the film comes out to promote it some more.
I can't wait.
You are a big star of the film, Crystal, so we will be exploiting the hell out of you, just so you know.
Great. I can't wait to see it.
Cool. All right, Crystal, thanks for joining us and for Aswad and for Pravel, unless you guys want to say your goodbyes to her now.
Yeah, I can speak for myself. I mean, Crystal, thanks for being a good sport. Nice to touch base with you, and good luck with everything, and we'll hopefully have you on again.
Thank you. Likewise.
Sure. Pavel?
Yeah.
It was a pleasure having you, Crystal, and I say that.
Thank you. I look forward to coming again.
And I look forward to coming again, too. I mean, I look forward to having you on the show again.
Yeah.
thanks for joining us, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I think that she was being pretty modest about that 15 to 20 number when she walked down the street.
I think so, too.
Trust me, it's
you
more than that.
She was being modest.
Oh, easy.
Holy shit.
Easy.
I didn't get that anyway, but, you know, I trust whatever she says.
If you've seen her in person, like when we were doing the shoot with her, I mean, she showed up wearing these black spandex. I mean, she's the truth. If you see her in person, I mean, she can't go anywhere. I mean, trust me. Like literally, she could walk outside of Sean's house, and by the time she gets to the bottom stair, it's probably already up to 15. I mean, she's bananas. I mean, she's too much. Like her ass is too fat. Like there's nothing you could do. I mean, it's probably way more than 15. I mean, if she just literally like walked maybe from Sean's block to the train station, I'd probably say 25 to 30, maybe 40, easily. I mean, it is,
wow.
she can't keep these guys away from her.
And she has like those qualities that the black guys like too.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, the thing about her is like
light skin.
She's light skin. She has long hair. She's a really fat ass. She has a cute smile. She's not very like pretentious. She's not one of those chicks that you like, you know, you'd feel like, you know, she's kind of like hard to talk to. She seems pretty like down to earth and friendly. I mean, she's as hot as she is. She's like hot, but she's approachable. She's not like
very
walking around with, yeah, like it's way more than 15 to 20. Usually girls overstate things, but I think she went under, and I think she went under dramatically. Unless she's like has some kind of home-based business, but she's going out on the streets in New York. it's a lot, man.
I know. I was about to ask her, 15. How often do you leave the house?
and then
she doesn't
like,
leave the house much.
And it's probably the level. I mean, like probably every guy who's walking past her is either gawking or saying something. I mean, maybe there's 15 guys who like get serious and like propose marriage or something. But I mean, it's a lot of guys trying to hit on her every day. I mean, if she's walking past you, you're turning, you're looking, you're saying something.
Yeah,
it's for real. I remember one time we were doing a photo shoot at Sean's house, and I had two models. I was just like dropping them at the train station, like nothing major. And I mean, like I was just driving them. Guys were going fucking crazy, like literally, like trying to run me off the road and stop me, and it was just like, but I mean, good-looking girls, man, it's a whole different life that they live. I mean, after a while, we come into them
a lot because of what we do. Like most guys don't get to interact with girls like that a lot, but because we do what we do with the movies and used to do photography, we meet the girl that's a dime piece in her neighborhood. We meet like a ton of them in like a short period of time.
Right.
So we see these guys go crazy. When we went to do Hookers in the Vault, we just shot a scene down the block. And we almost had to shut it down within like a few minutes because there were just horns blowing and guys hollering. It was just like,
I mean, like when you talk about like, I mean, with us, like we probably started off with girls who were kind of hot in the neighborhood. But now like some of the chicks in our videos, like our movies, are chicks that are just hot citywide. Like with Crystal, if she could go to Manhattan, Bronx, white neighborhood, black, it doesn't even matter. Like, whether you're white, black, Chinese, doesn't even matter. I mean, people are straight up gonna holler at her. I mean, when we're doing movies now, the kind of chicks that you'll see in our movies are really just like all world. I mean, it's heavy duty. Like, Crystal's not the kind of girl that like you're gonna see every day on the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's the kind of girl that you'll probably see, like, if you're in Manhattan. You know that time we were like, riding down, I think it was, like, 20th Street or 21st Street, where there's, like, all those, like, trendy clubs?
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, she's, like, a kind of girl that you see, like, on one of those streets on, like, a Sunday night going to a club. Like, a chick that's, like, so stunning that you're, like, what the fuck did I just see? Like, it's
those stripper bars and clubs, like, in, like, the East and East side in the 20s, where you'll see a lot of trendy people and people you won't see anywhere else.
No,
like, where is that person during the day?
Yeah, like I mean, we were driving down that block, and like there were literally about 15 or 20 chicks. I'm like, I've never seen anything that good looking in person. Like, it was just beyond anything I've ever seen. I mean, you see chicks that are hot in the hood, you know, like good looking chicks. It's like, wow, she's a stunner, but. I mean, when we were down there, it was just another level. It was like, what the fuck is this?
Really? Where is this place again?
It's right over, it's right on, off of Broadway and, like, 20th Street, right by, there used to be, like, the Limelight Club is over there, and, Puff Daddy's, like, his old Justin's was on that street. It's like a whole strip of, like, clubs and bars, like, real trendy, like, ultra-trendy kind of stuff. Like, those little clubs that don't have a name on it, but, like, all the rich people kind of go there, and the socialites and the celebrities and shit. Like, there's like a lot of these like girls that they may be from New York, they may be coming from other countries, other cities, but it's just like the chicks there are just beyond anything you've ever seen. It's like, wow.
There's some areas like that around where I work too, in the meatpacking district. But
there's
areas in the city like where you'll see like girls that are just bananas, and like Aswad was saying. These new group of softcore high-def movies we got coming out in 2012, those are the type of girls we're fucking with. As much as Crystal stands out and as beautiful as she is, within our movies, she's just another girl.
question.
Which isn't a slight on her, but just tells you, like, all the girls in our movies look like her in these new group of movies we have coming out. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely upped the ante with these with this last group of movies. We upped the ante a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to have another lovely actress, and we're going to just keep going with beautiful girls that were in our movies to keep Aswad happy. And again, I'm trying to keep him happy until I can sweet talk him. And when he says yes, I'm going to have nothing but guys on the show again.
It's either one or the other. You're either going to listen in and hear a lot of dudes, or you're going to listen in and hear some really hot chicks.
Exactly.
It can't be a combination of both, because God forbid.
Yeah. One or the other, man. But if we got a few more weeks of this show, man, I got to really amp up the hate. just want to leave everybody with a good impression of, you know.
You have to train before, in the mountains.
Yeah, before Sean goes to another radio station where everybody's kissing his ass and like, oh, you're so great. I love your movies. I mean, you know.
And they are, too. They're like, oh, my God, we're so happy to have you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I never get this kind of respect. Wow.
It's going to be a whole different thing, man.
Then I come on my own show, and it's like, hey, it's like,
hey. What? Oh, it's like, fuck you, you asshole.
And this is the guy that I'm begging to follow me on one of these shows. Oh, God, I'm a glutton for punishment.
Just be careful what you ask for, man. It's like, you know, you don't want to bring me home to the family.
Exactly. Oh, God. But yeah, so we'll have another lovely actress again for these next few weeks while we figure out what we're doing with those other shows, and we'll probably have a little hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
While we prep for those shows and figure things out. But just go to FullCircleFilmWorks.com. I recently updated the site, and we'll definitely keep you guys abreast on what's going on, and there'll be another banner pickup soon of another half-naked chick that we're going to be interviewing next week.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely look out for that. So,
I wonder who this one is going to be.
It'll be somebody nice. The banner pick will be up sometime tomorrow, so everybody can see it then.
I'm gonna be waiting with bated breath to see who this is.
Yes, FullCircleFilmWorks.com. Hit the front page and then just hit the tab for podcast and everybody.
Can I ask you a favor though? Can you not be in the banner? Is it possible? I'm just saying. I mean, can it just be the girl?
Can you somehow Photoshop me into the picture of the girl?
To answer those questions, no, and Photoshop yourself.
Will do.
Oh,
will do, sir.
Okay.